Track 8.
When I entered the room, I felt very sad because it was very small for three people. That wasn't the only bad thing. One of my roommates slept very late. The light from his lamp made it difficult for me to go to sleep. During the day, it was very noisy in the corridors, but it wasn't a problem for me. I lived there only for 2 months, then I rented a small flat. It was more expensive than the dormitory, but at least I could sleep well.
2.
We stayed in an unusual hotel. The rooms were on the trees and only two people could stay there. From the outside, they looked very small, but from the inside, they didn't. My cousin and I stayed in the same room. She was very afraid of the insects. Luckily, we had no problems with them. But I can't say the same thing about the strange animal noises coming from outside. The other guests complained about that as well.
3.
Our visit to the upside-down house was amazing. All the furniture in the house was upside down. It was a strange feeling. Your brain gets confused when you are inside. When I entered the kitchen, the design made it even more shocking for my brain. The carpet, curtains, and pictures were in a normal position. I couldn't understand why, but all my family members left the house in a maximum of 15 minutes. I spent an hour there.
4. Our family friends lived in a caravan, and sometimes we went to see them. We found it very interesting to change living places when you get bored of your neighborhood. Last year, we sold our house and bought a caravan. We enjoy our stay here. Of course, the first days were very difficult. We had a lot of problems, but sleeping inside it in windy weather was the worst. Now we are okay with that. Living in a caravan taught us there was no need for many things at our home. More things bring more problems.